is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Denver has received an overwhelming amount of requests for the opioid overdose reversing drug Narcan. Residents could get the drug in free fentanyl testing strips starting last fall, but access became more widely known last month. Rocky Mountain PBS reports the city health department received 4,500 requests since then and only had 380 kits to give out. The city ordered more than 4,000 kits from a distributor, but it's unknown when those will be available. Only county and higher education employees could unionize and bargain collectively under the latest draft of a bill targeting the rights of public sector employees. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Colorado Politics reports that the bill would allow unionization of most faculty at community colleges and a substantial portion at four-year schools. It reports that public school employees are no longer part of the new bill draft, nor are cities and towns, special districts, or other political subdivisions. Only a handful of municipalities and a quarter of school districts have collective bargaining in the state. Colorado is one of 23 states that either ban or limit collective bargaining for local government employees. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit alleging Boulder County violated open records laws when selecting a contractor to remove debris from the Marshall Fire. The lawsuit was filed by former FEMA head Michael Brown, who managed the federal response to Hurricane Katrina. But a visiting district judge says Brown can't bring the complaint because he lives outside Boulder County. County officials awarded a $60 million contract to DRC Emergency Services in February. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 7:06.